You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. A chilly, midday darkness fell across North America on Monday as a total solar eclipse raced across the continent, thrilling those lucky enough to behold the spectacle through clear skies. Street lights blinked on and the planets came into view as the moon shrouded the sun for a few minutes across the land. Dogs howled, frogs croaked, and some people wept, all part of the eclipse mania gripping Mexico, the US, and Canada. Almost everyone in North America could see at least a partial eclipse, weather permitting. The Delhi High Court is scheduled to pass the order on a plea moved by Arvind Kejriwal challenging his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in the excise policy money laundering case tomorrow. The bench of Justice Swarna Kanta Sharma has fixed the matter for pronouncement of order on Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. The same bench last week had kept the matter reserved after the conclusion of detailed arguments from both sides. Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal has challenged his arrest as well as the ED remand granted by the trial court. The main accused in Baba Tarsim Singh's murder case was killed in an encounter with Uttarakhand Special Task Force in the Bhagwanpur area of Haridwar in the early hours of Tuesday, the state's top police officer said. Amarjeet Singh alias Beetu, a shooter with 1 lakh rupees bounty on his head, was killed while his accomplice fled. Chennai Super Kings handed Kolkata Knight Riders their first defeat after captain Rituraj Gaikwad finished what Ravindra Jadeja started in the Indian Premier League on Monday. Jadeja strangled the batting power of Kolkata to 137 for 9 with 3 for 18 in the middle overs, and Gaikwad cruised Chennai to 141 for 3 in 17.4 overs for their third home win. Gaikwad, who had only 88 runs in the previous four games, scored an unbeaten 67 off 58 balls and marshalled the chase with a 70-run second wicket stand with Daryl Mitchell, who made 25. Mitchell was clean bowled by Sunil Narine, but impact substitute Shivam Dubey clubbed 3 sixes and a boundary in his quick-fire 28 off 18 balls. The thumping 7-wicket win lifted Chennai among the top 4 with 3 wins in 5 games. Video games are likely to become the top source of story inspiration for Hollywood, producer and director Jonathan Nolan said Monday, days before his adaptation of the post-apocalyptic role-playing game, Fallout, is set to stream. Streaming from Thursday, Fallout takes place 200 years after a nuclear war when the descendants of people who hid in bomb shelters are forced to return to the irradiated surface beset by violence, anarchy, and mutants. The series was developed by Nolan and his wife Lisa Joy, who together produced the acclaimed series Westworld, which won the Critics' Choice Award for Most Exciting New Series in 2016. Nolan, the brother of Christopher Nolan whose biopic Oppenheimer was the hit of this year's Oscars, also directs the first 3 episodes of Fallout.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.